Matthew's congregation, turn to 413, your hymnal. Holy, 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 the ballad will play it through once, and then you start singing after that. For all four verses. 413, 413.
Early this week, and we'll have it prepared before next Sunday. Thank you.
Everybody, we have a celebrity in the house. Buck Gilbert won first place at the chili cook-off at the Senior Center Friday night.
So we would like to check him first to our soup and pie event on November 3rd.
Okay, you got that, Buck?
No, no pressure, though.
No, no.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I do love chili. If I had known it was going on, I would have been there. Are there other announcements? Well, it is fantastic to be with you today, and it's been a great week to get to know a little bit of Buffalo and a few of you.
There we go. We're loud enough normally by themselves. If there are no other announcements, then let's begin our worship with a confession and forgiveness, which you have in your bulletin. Let us stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives our sins and heal and forgives our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and hold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your heart through faith.
Amen.
Come out of every blessing to my
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first reading comes from the fourth chapter of Numbers, or 11th chapter of Numbers, beginning with the fourth verse. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrance of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servants so badly? why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them? That you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a suckling child, to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give all these people? For they come weeping to me and say, give us meat to eat. I am not able to carry all this people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery. So the Lord said to Moses, gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and the officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting, and have them take their places there with you. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. And the young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, my lord Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that all the Lord would put his spirit upon them. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
We'll say Psalm 19 responsibly today. It is printed in your bulletin. The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple.
The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey of the comb.
By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward.
Who can detect one's own offenses? Cleanse me from my secret faults.
Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let him not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound and innocent of a great offense.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Today's second reading comes from the 5th chapter of James, beginning with the 13th verse. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are you cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with the oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, You should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Don't stop him. For no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around their neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and go be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. Well, you guys are all over there. Well, how would it be if I come over here so I can actually see you? All right. Besides, this is a lot more comfortable than the seat over there. So, how many of you have cut off your hand? Anybody cut off a hand? No? How about your foot? You got both feet? Okay. How about your eyes? You got both eyes? Well, then you guys are pretty good. Because in the gospel it says if your hand causes you to do something wrong, you should just cut it off. Do you think Jesus means that literally? I don't think so either, because we wouldn't have very many of us with any hands or feet. We'd all be blind. So Jesus really wants us to just remember that he loves us enough that he doesn't want us to do those kinds of things, but he does want us to be like salt. Do you like salt? Yeah. When I grew up on a farm, we had these salt blocks. Some of you, anybody on a farm here? You know what a salt block is, yeah? Did you ever taste it? Yeah. Did you? You're not supposed to listen, guys. This is just for us. Yeah, I did too. And even after the cattle had licked it down a ways, it still tasted good. But, you know, back in the old days, they used to take salt and they'd put it in an oven. And that was kind of an insulator. It helped the bread to rise and keep the oven an even temperature. But at one point, the salt would become worthless. And what they would do is throw it out and put it on the road. Because once it loses its saltiness, Jesus says, is no good. So Jesus wants us to always be salty. Well, maybe not literally salty, but always doing his will. And we can do that, can't we? Yeah. Next week, I'm going to do something different. So I'm not going to tell you what. I'm going to be a little salty myself. So let's pray. Thank you, God, that we all have our hands, our feet, and our eyes. Thank you, God, that you give us salt not just to taste, but also to live. Help us to be the salt of the earth. Help us to be the children you call us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you. How many of you have a GPS? All right. Now, we all trust that GPS 100%, right?
No.
What? The GPS knows everything. It knows every road and every street. But even though it claims to know everything, we know that it doesn't. Because this past week we had a good example. We were trying to get to the habitat. Now, Dean had taken us around and showed us, but you know, when you drive around town, you can't always remember which street, what's on. So we plugged it into the GPS, 150 East William Street, and we went up the street from the parsonage up there and got to Williams, and instead of telling us to turn right, it told us to turn left. And we started wandering around trying to figure out, where is this place? And finally had to call somebody to get the right directions. We don't always have the right directions. And sometimes we think we know what we're doing. We think we have the right answers in ourselves. But it doesn't always work that way. There's a song that Paul Anka wrote and Frank Sinatra made famous. It was My Way. Now, if you like the song, the melody's okay, but if you listen to the words, it's rather depressing. You know? Nothing is going right in this guy's life. You think, why are you bothering? And the end, the only redeeming thing was, he did it his way. Well, if we look at the Bible, we realize that the people in the Bible who tried to do it their way always had trouble. It starts with Adam and Eve. Now, God has given them this gorgeous garden with everything they could hope for. But what do they want? They want to be like God. They want it their way. They don't want to necessarily do it God's way. Well, you follow through with all of the characters of the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right on down. The same thing holds true. They got into trouble because they were trying to do things their way instead of listening to the Word of God. The prophets again and again and again tell us the story of how God's people went in wrong directions because they were trying to do it their way. When the children of Israel were released from slavery and escaped slavery and ended up at the promised land, they too begin to complain because things aren't the way they used to be. Things aren't perfect. You know, they had the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic and all that good stuff to eat back there. And fish, all they could eat. And now out in this wilderness, all I've got is this dumb manna. Yuck. After a few days of manna, they had it. And they were complaining. So Moses assigns 70 elders to go out there and ask God to put his spirit on them. And they do. And then we come to the story where Joshua is one of those who makes the same mistake. Eldad and Medad aren't doing it our way. No, they're going out there, and they didn't come. We don't know whether they were playing golf or hunting or, you know, what could have had a hot date. I don't know what they were doing. It doesn't really matter. But they weren't there. They didn't receive the same spirit as everybody else. It's kind of like some of us get when we have a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon at our door. Aside from the fact that they are doing what God calls us to do, we get irritated because they don't do things our way. And Moses says to them, would that all God's people would have the Spirit of the Lord. Well, you know, there happens to be a song. And as you will learn, if I'm here long enough, usually I find a song in the scriptures that you may not have thought about. But it follows that theme that Moses had, all God's people. And this one is called All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir. If you know it, sing along. Even if you know just the refrain. And there's a, well, we'll get to that. Here it goes. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. Now, this is where you get to come in if you don't know the words. You get to clap your hands or your paws or your feet or anything you got, okay? If your hands don't clap well, use your feet, okay? When we get to that point. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old world cow just says, moo. All God's friends got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. Now the dog and the cat, they take up the middle while the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays, the pony neighs, the old coyote howl, howl. Woo! Everybody can howl. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause for anything they got. Now listen to the cops where the little bird sings on the melodies with the high note ringing. The cow hollers over everything. The jaybird disagrees. Boom. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause for anything they got. Now singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The opossum ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. Oh, all God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause for anything they got. Now it's a simple song, living out song everywhere. The ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator, the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap your hands or pause or anything they got now. Now, I promise you, Pastor John did not bribe me to sing that song just to recruit more choir members, okay? Just keep that straight. But I'm sure he wouldn't turn you down because he has a place in the choir too. James the Apostle writes about people who are like that, who don't realize that it includes, the church includes everybody. all God's critters got a place in the church. Last week, if you remember, James wrote about people who were complaining and grumbling because they didn't have this or they didn't have that. Kind of like the Israelites out in the wilderness, complaining and groaning. And he said, if you remember, he said, it's because you don't pray. Or because you pray for the wrong thing. You pray for what I want. You pray only for me, myself, and I, instead of praying for the needs and the loves and the joys of others. And today he goes on and he says in this lesson that if there is anybody who is suffering, they should pray. But if you're cheerful, if you're happy, then sing songs of praise. Now, let me make one thing clear if you want to join the choir. It says songs of praise. The psalmist says, make a joyful noise. It doesn't say make a perfect sound. The choir would appreciate having you sing on tune. But if you can make a noise, you're welcome to sing. That's what he's saying. All God's critters got a place there. And all God's people got a voice. What I hate to see, and you know, I want to compliment you. I've been many churches two, three times this size, and I've never heard a congregation sing like you did. This is fantastic. Give yourself a hand. You know, this is only the second time I've done this liturgy. So you led me through that. This is the feast beautifully. Just fantastic. James goes on and he says, is any sick? Call on the elders. Call on the church. It's not a matter of praying just for yourself. If you're suffering, if you're hurting, call on others to pray for you. Agnes Sanford has written a number of books on healing prayer. In one of them, she talks about how she went through this dark night of the soul. And she said she was in such a depression, despite the fact that she had prayed for people all over the world and seen miracle after miracle. She is down in the dumps. She said it was like being in a deep, deep well, and you couldn't even see the light of day. Her neighbor came over to visit with her, and she was telling her neighbor just how down and depressed she was. And her neighbor said, Agnes, stop praying for yourself. Let me do it. I don't know if any of the anybody, I'm sure everybody here has had those times when you're feeling down and you just don't have the energy to pray or the words to pray for yourself. That's what we're for. All God's critters have a place in prayer. And he calls us to do that. When Jesus is sending out his disciples, he's sending them out to heal. You notice he's not doing all of it himself. He's sending them out. And there's just one character out there who, some reason or other, is able to heal in Jesus' name. And this is almost a repeat of the first reading, isn't it? Where Medad and Eldad were out there doing the thing, and they hadn't been part of the congregation. And in this case, John takes Joshua's place, and John says, hey, Jesus, there's this guy out there healing in your name, and he wasn't even at St. Luke's to receive the blessing. And Jesus says, oh, don't worry about it. If he's not against us, he's for us. Let him pray. Let him heal. If he's doing it in my name, he's spreading the good news. And I would suggest that all of you be in that mood too. One of the things I found very helpful is to have something to pray with. Maybe you can take one of these and pass them around. Here, I'll give you one. Take one for each of you. Put them in every room in the house if you want to. But they're a little prayer card. Sometimes we don't have the words. And sometimes we need something to give us some guidance. By the way, I have more. I really am serious. If we want St. Luke's to become the church that God wants it to be, we need to pray that that will happen. It doesn't just happen, but knowing that all God's critters got a place. Thank you, Pastor. That's what's important. And God calls us to remember that we have been part of His body from the very beginning. And when we receive His body and blood in communion, He is filling us with His light and His holiness so that we can go out and share that holiness with others. Now, there are times when we have to admit that the way things are done aren't my way or anybody else's way. I'm here to tell you today that I am not here to change St. Luke's. I am not here to force anybody to do anything they don't want to. What I'm here to do is to love you and to pray for you daily. And this is my promise, that I will be doing that. And I ask you to do the same. For me, my wife, and your family. The other critters in the choir. So if we can do that, we can be the people of God God has called us to be. That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
profess our faith today together in the words of the Apostles' Creed as you have it printed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Freed by God in Christ to live and love and serve, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's beloved creation. Gracious God, you gather together people of faith in every time and every place to be the risen body of Christ in the world. Enliven the church to nourish its members, to love the earth, and to serve its neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Creative God, you weave together the fabric of the universe. Forests and fields bear the banner of your abundance. Give us wisdom and discernment to be good stewards of our resources. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, you bless people with intelligence and compassion. Inspire citizens to raise up good leaders who seek peace and reconciliation among nations and who long to repair the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Loving God, you house the homeless, free the captive, and heal the sick. Make our hands your hands in service to strangers and friends. We pray especially for those we name now. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Welcoming God, you have given us to each other in this congregation. Make us glad to receive those you send to us and ready to receive their unique gifts and perspectives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Welcoming God, thank you for this congregation where we have found a home. Make us restless as we seek new and creative ways to expand our loving invitation to all people who seek a community. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
In every time and place, you raise up witnesses who testify to your love and tender mercy. We remember with thanksgiving all who made your word known in the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your wide embrace, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your boundless mercy through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace. Peace be with you, and peace be with you today.
I didn't get to practice with you, so.
Yeah. Oh, you sure?
Yeah. That's good. Back here and try to hide.
Thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share in this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. You may be seated.
Thank you.
bondage of sorrow, all captives retreat.
Please stand as you are able. The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you, may the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray.
God of abundance,
with this bread of life, the cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and go be with you and give you grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Amen. peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One last announcement. I write daily devotions daily. I have done this for many years. If you would like a copy of the October daily devotions, they're at, maybe we can put them at both doors, depending on where you want to go.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?